tonight. The Michigan men take on Wisconsin. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is here with us now. John, the team was struggling there, especially with injuries for a bit, but looking healthier now?
They're looking a whole lot healthier. They were near the very bottom of a 14-team league just about a month and a half ago, and now they're very close to the top. So they have turned it around. Isaiah Livers is back and healthy, but also just playing better basketball. It's amazing to see with a college team how confidence is so negotiable. You can have none in early January, and now there are world beaters. Watch out.
It's terrifying how up and down Livers' situation has been. Do you think he's going to be able to stay healthy?
Well, he's got a groin injury, and go ahead and make your jokes, but those things are very hard to get rid of. Yeah. Hockey goalies get these a lot. And when you've got one, it tends to be a month or two. So it can always flare up at any time. So they're riding on that, if you will.
Even without the three donuts, Juwan Howard is starting to look like everyone's best friend these days. How do you like the Wolverines' position going into the tournament in March?
I would say they are one of the great wild cards going in. This is a team that on a given weekend can lose to Penn State at home and can turn right around and beat Purdue on the road. So I wouldn't want to bet on them to go to the Final Four. I also would not want to play them. So if that sums it up.
That's tournament for you. In other news, the former U of M men's basketball coach John Beilein, much beloved in Ann Arbor, made a rather dramatic exit from his first NBA job this week with the Cleveland Cavaliers. What went wrong for him in Cleveland?
What didn't? Shorter list. Almost everything from the start. He got a good paycheck. That's the good news. He wanted to check that box. He started out coaching at Newfane Junior High School in upstate New York. So he's pretty much coached for the cycle. He's coached every level, Division 3, 2, 1, you name it. This was as I told Jim before he left, the millionaires on your bench are getting paid more than you are, and they don't have to listen, and they didn't. So he's one of three coaches in NBA history to start the season and not finish it.
Wow.
It's very rare. In his defense, Charles Barkley himself, no stranger to outspoken statements, blasted the Cavalier players, saying, "You sabotaged your coach. You didn't listen. He's a good coach and a good guy." It's a hard place to coach, man. Harder than it looks.
What can we say about the coaches who have made that transition successfully from college to the NBA?
You have to coach differently. What works in college is not going to work in the pros. You are hoping for their help. Scott Drew, a good friend of mine, who's the Michigan Business School dean, had a great line. If you're the dean of the business school, you have to lead as though you have no power because you have no power. And that is an NBA coach. You have no power. You're asking for help.
So where do you see a guy like Beilein ending up after this?
That is a great question. And I'm not even sure if John Beilein himself knows. He does have great options. The NBA is not one of them, I would say. But, you know, college coaches are always in need, and they will be this summer as well. So he can go to another Big Ten school, perhaps, another top program. That's one possibility. Being an ambassador for Michigan is a possibility, a la Red Berenson, the old hockey coach, who is doing a great job on that front. It might be too close for comfort for Juwan Howard to have your predecessor on the same campus. Third option is pretty good, too. He's got a nice place on Lake Walloon. that might be where I would go.
I was going to say, I know what my decision would be in
Thank
that
you.
Case.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally today, we just got the word it is happening. Central Michigan and Western Michigan, one of the biggest rivalries in the state, are going to play, according to inside sources, at Ford Field in 2020. This is happening. 50,000 seats, will they fill it?
They'll come pretty close. I would say next to Michigan-Michigan State, this is the top rivalry in the state. And it's a big deal, so I bet a lot of alums will come back to town for this one.
Sports writer and commentator John Bacon joins us now and then to discuss the sport ball. John, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
And one final note, I misstated the Michigan men's record at the top of the segment. Girl can dream, can't she? They're 18-9.